Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, April 9th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Good to have you back. And we appreciate everybody that is being reached by the satellite team all around the globe. Thank you, the rest of you that are dialed in on freeconferencecallhd.com or are listening by way of the replay link or number. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. And let's do this. I know Sue's going to have another good teaching for us tonight that we're all going to enjoy and hopefully get edified from hearing the teaching. But let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what we have already. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Thank you for that. Thank you that we are designed to be good stewards of this blessing that's soon to come. Thank you for that. Thank you that everything that we have belongs to you, and we're just stewards of it. And thank you for everything that is already here, the information, thank you for it, for in time for the call tonight. And thank you for Sue and Bob and everybody else in Big Call Universe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time of the night. Can't wait to hear what your teaching is tonight, because we really enjoyed last Tuesday's. I did, I know. I know Bob did, too.
Well, I think these are unique, and I love Jeannie reminding us, as you'll hear, that
okay.
This is the 50 days of Easter. So these are, you know, resurrecting our purpose. And so why don't we just get right into it?
Okay.
Shaped for serving God. Your hands shaped me and made me, Lord. Job 10:8. The people I have shaped for myself will broadcast my praises, says the Lord. Isaiah 43:21. Each of us was uniquely designed or shaped to do certain things. You are the way you are because you were made for a specific purpose. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, Lord. Psalm 139:13. Every day of my life was recorded in your book, Lord. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Psalm 139:16. We're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Ephesians 2:10. Whenever God gives us an assignment, he always equips us with what we need to accomplish it. This custom combination of capabilities is called your shape. Spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experience. That spells shape. Spiritual gifts. These are special God-empowered abilities for serving him that are given only to believers. Whoever does not have the Spirit cannot receive the gifts that come from God's Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophecy is in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouraging, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Romans 12:4. Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Ephesians 4:11. Each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. 1 Corinthians. Christ has generously divided out his gifts to us. Ephesians 4:7. It is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes these gifts. The Holy Spirit alone decides which gift each person should have. 1 Corinthians 12:11. There are different kinds of service, but it is the same Lord we are serving. 1 Corinthians 12:5. And we will continue this until it's complete, moving on to heart in our next teaching. But that's our teaching
for
tonight.
Sue. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Stay tuned for the next one, right? Yeah.
You like that.
And S was
you
denied.
Like continuity.
And heart. I do.
Like
what's that called, Sue? I like that. Yeah.
Continuity.
I like. Just remember, Sue, I'm wearing a sign around my neck that says emotionally available.
Oh, God.
And you flip the sign around and it says emotionally unavailable. But I'm not on that.
All right.
I don't have that set.
That's
I'm
right.
Just teasing you. You know me. You know, that was a really good teaching. I love the fact that you brought so many different scriptures in on that. And even though, you know, obviously, the teaching tonight was about spiritual gifts and talents. What's cool about it is, you know, the Bible says before, you know, when you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. And that doesn't mean just know who you are. I mean, it is an intimate knowledge of who you are and who you will become. When you think about it, I mean, God has... He knows the end from the beginning. He's completely sentient and knows what we're going to do, what we're going to say, how we're going to do, and he loves us despite everything that we are. We can't do anything else to get God to love us any more than he does right now. It's amazing, really. It's something we kind of go, what? How does that happen? Well, it's just because he's God and we're not. But what is so cool is that the gifts and callings of these elect, who we are sure. Notice how Sue said, you know, if you're not connected with God, if your spirit is not switched on or made alive to the things of God, you're not getting that same level of spirituality. You're not getting the spiritual gifts that God has given all of us, you know? And then you got into the fivefold ministry a little bit, Sue. You got into a lot of things there. What's really cool is the gifts and callings of us are sure, but it is up to us to use those gifts. And it's like what Sue was reading about being a leader, being a teacher, being a leader. I mean, this is a gift that she has, and Bob has, and I have to an extent. And this is what our calling is, and we have to fulfill those gifts by doing what it is God has put us on this earth to do. It's our purpose. You know, the big call is a call to everybody who would listen, and it gives you a purpose. You know, some people say, what is God's will for my life? Well, God has a purpose for you. If you don't know what it is, by the age of 20 or 30 or 40, keep on looking. It's there. You can find it. And it's usually in God's word that you find it. But God will talk with you and impress upon you what your calling is. But I like the fact, Sue, that we had a number of these spiritual gifts that you brought out that are very, very important to the body of Christ. And even the the body of Big Call Universe, who are believers, are a microcosm of the greater body of Christ, of all the believers in the world. Because even though Sue is different from me, and Bob is different from me, and I'm different from you guys, and everybody is a little bit different, we all make up the body of Christ. And I think it's important to realize that's who you are. And we're all important, you know? It's just the way, it's the way God set it up for us to all be part of his body. That's why he refers to us as the body of Christ. And yes, the 50 days, Sue, after the resurrection of Jesus, or that 50-day period until the Holy Spirit was to come upon the group that was in the upper room 50 days, hence Pentecost, 50 days from the resurrection to Pentecost. And that's when the Holy Spirit poured out, or that's when the Holy Spirit manifested in tongues of fire above the heads of everybody, and everybody can understand the other people, even though they were all speaking different languages. It's really, really kind of an amazing event. That would have been a cool one to see. But, yeah, there's so much more to it, but I'm glad Jeannie's going to reference that, I guess, in her message. But, Sue, this is a good one. I like the continuation. I like taking this thing and S-H-A-P-E, and then we had spiritual, spirituality, and the next are heart. Spiritual gifts, and the next is heart. And then the A is...
Spirituality, yep. Heart. I don't remember. Heart. I left the page. Heart. Sorry.
Okay, we'll do right. It. We'll review it next too. Time. We'll get okay. You next time. Test. Okay. So, I thought it was a really good teaching, Sue, and I appreciate the direction that you're taking these in. I really do. I think it's valuable, and we're getting a lot of scripture, and we're getting it in context, and so thank you for that. I appreciate it. Very important to learn scripture in terms of who said it, when was it said, what were the circumstances, who was he talking to? And the good news about Paul in, you know, the New Testament, especially Romans, is definitely speaking to the believer, okay, because of the churches that he's speaking to. This was the church at Rome, but he's also speaking to us, the Gentile believer. He's not speaking to Israel. He's not speaking to the Jew. He's speaking to the Gentile believer, and that's who we are. So we can take everything from Romans to Philemon and edify ourselves by it. So I got a lot out of that tonight, Sue. I appreciate it. And thank you for it, Sue. Thanks for finding that and bringing that out to us. And now...
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And now we go to Bob. Bob, I like this teaching. You want to give me your perspective? Give us your perspective on it?
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This was a really good teaching that started out, you know, right at the beginning with the concept of shape and shaping. And, you know, when you first hear the word, you think of like a physical shape of a circle or a square or the shape of a person. And then immediately I started thinking, maybe this is talking about the shape of our energy. And I started thinking about, you know, what are all the great attributes of God that we get to embody and absorb and become? And how can we use our free will to to participate in our own shaping and with focusing on things, you know, like being happy to start with. It seems, you know, if we didn't learn anything from the teachings in the Bible, it was God wants us to have a great life and to be happy. And and to be that way, we have to have an alert mind instead of just slogging through life, because we can tend to get bogged down in negativity if that's the case, and then also be intention oriented, where our life is created from our intentions to select from God's beautiful smorgasbord those attributes that we want to highlight for ourselves, and to have the capability to be a healer if that's something that we choose. And to be a healer, one has to allow for that, has to focus on it, pray for it, allow it, and also be somebody who's very expecting of miracles. So if someone's to be a healer and the healings will appear miraculous, you have to have that expectation that the miraculous can become routine. And that we can choose also to be resilient and be capable. And being resilient, because something like becoming a healer or a great philanthropist, you know, requires capability and requires that resilience to keep going, to keep advancing, even if there might be a step backwards or an event in your life that might dim your energy. And also to choose to be peaceful and calm about the whole thing, and of the mind that everything is okay. And steeping yourself in the whole concept of being shaped by God can lead to that as a default attitude that yes, things are okay. And if we can stop frequently to allow ourselves to be shaped and to be sharpened and tuned up and loved by God, then this will give us this extra energy, and it gives us even more resilience to go forward. And if we allow that time to allow ourselves to be filled right to the very top with God's love and His intention to shape us in a way that the highest good for ourselves and for God and for others will actually come about. And as we allow for that fulfillment, we can then go forward with a confidence, and that confidence of knowing that our tasks are going to be done with a Christ-like power, a miraculous power, and that we can trust in that. We can trust the Creator that our power will be similar to the Creator's power, because it's the same power that's in us, and in this way we know that all is well, even if we can't see it, but if we allow ourselves to be shaped by it.
That's good, so Bob. Powerful, it's Bob. Really good. Thank you.
Yes, Bob. Yeah. That dunamis, the power that we have in by the Holy Spirit, is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. So that's miracle-working power, all right. We just have to tap into it. Right, Sue?
Yep.
Tap into it. So tell me, Sue, this was a really good teaching. I like the direction we're going in with shape. Thank you, Bob, for that comment on it. I enjoyed that. Very good. I love that. So, Sue, what did you think of this start of this series of teachings, beginning with S?
What day is today? Today's Thursday. Okay, so when you said that. So, the spiritual shape, spiritual gifts, in case you're getting your pens out, heart, abilities, personality, and experience.
Experience, right.
Why is everyone here on the big call? Yes, they're here for the intel. But I think most of the people have been here, like Bruce and Bob and I. It's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe it's 10 years or more.
Plus
for you. and yet, when you think about what you were looking forward to when you came to the call, and now what we really know this is about, shaping is spiritual formation in Christ. But it is such a radically different, and Bob really touched on that so powerfully. We are being given the resources of Christ to reshape, redesign our world. Does everybody really, has that really landed inside of you about what you are actually being called into?
Mm-hmm.
That's why Bob is getting everybody healthy. Sue is working on spiritual leadership and formation. Bruce is giving you the intel so you can walk, you can sort of hold the tension between your current world and then be able to work on yourself, hopefully. When I say work on yourself, that means allow greater connection to God and deepen in that. And it's really about your presence, your attention, and letting yourself say, even right now, I'm opening to the things that are miraculous. I'm opening to my miraculous self. And what is possible for me when I take even little steps forward to realize what has been given to me? Because there's really no time. So everybody that's listening to this call, this whole sea of 24 million people, and then all the people that they're connected to, we are, as Bruce said, one body being activated, stimulated, shaken, stirred to recreate our world. And we know this early. So that's why I love this teaching. And I like that it's pointing to the fact that never before in our lifetimes, no matter who you've been around, will the veil of forgetfulness be so ripped away, where you will be facing and have the opportunity to meet your grandest self in Christ. You're going to meet that being. And you're going to meet that being in the faces of the people that you walk with, that you select, that move into this new era of rebuilding life on earth, of taking animals, taking nature, taking all of the United States like Bruce is going to do, water like I'm going to do, what Bob is going to do, health, all those systems, purified, refined, renewed. Just imagine that for a second. Just imagine a sea of renewal, a sea of it, water renewing, the water of life, the water of our spirits, the water of our hearts, just pouring over the earth. It's amazing when you really, really see through to the miracle of it that you're living in right now. Right now. So, those are my thoughts.
That's good. Well, thank you. Thank you for those thoughts. Thank you for the teaching. And we look forward to continuing it on next Tuesday. Thank you, Sue. I think that's really good. It provokes us to think about what you are saying, about where we are, who we are, what we're called to, and how we are going to reshape this world, all of us together as a body. That's good. Sue, what do we have in the way of prayer and praise tonight?
We have some wonderful praise, very deserved praise. Here we go. Praise times three.
Yay.
Tonight's prayer is for boomers. Hello, boomer. I'm adding that. Love that, Bob. Bob, I can see you smiling, so just don't even try. I mean, you know, these are the advanced states of heightened consciousness. Their products are very amazing. I've recently ordered Super Strong. 30 years ago, I fell 38 feet off my church. Landed in a crunched position. I know. Landed in a crunched position on my feet. I did 10 years of pain management. Then I found a surgeon to do an ADR hybrid operation. At that time, he could only fix two discs, saying in another 10 years, I will have to fix the upper degenerated disc. Well, sure enough, after 11 years, I had another surgery, and it fixed the major nerve pain in low back, hip, and right leg. Since the surgery, the low back pain has been very troubling. With Super Strong, the pain is gone in less than 5 minutes. I love you
God.
All.
Wonderful.
Be blessed, Pastor
Be
Scott.
Be blessed,
That's pretty
Pastor
cool,
Scott.
Huh, Bob? There you go, Bob.
Yeah.
Hello, boomers. Hello, boomers.
Yeah.
That's quite a testimony, isn't it? Wow.
I know.
Excellent.
Wait a minute.
What were you doing? What were you doing? Putting a new cross on top of the steeple? Pastor Scott, what are you doing up 37 feet or whatever it was up in the air?
I know.
Man.
I know.
Don't be doing that anymore. Don't be doing that.
All right. Just send it to you, Bob.
That's
just
great.
Bob, just send it to you so you have it.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.
That is a testimony for Super Strong. Wow.
That is such a good
All
one, right?
Yeah.
And now, we've had some good, really good praise reports. And more to come in my segment. We're now celebrating the 50 days of the Easter season. This is from Genia, Resurrection Sunday to Pentecost Sunday. Praise be to the God and Father of our Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3. Hope for the Easter season. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13.
Yep.
Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Helen Keller. Once you choose hope, anything is possible. Christopher Reeve. Today we pray to our heavenly and loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the big call, especially for their health and finances. May the message of the resurrection fill our hearts with peace, love, joy, caring, and gratitude. Debt Jubilee, RV Blessings, and RNR. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially everyone's health and well-being, the Iran conflict, and may U.S., Israel, and Iran reach a, I'm going to add this, Jeannie, please forgive, a permanent peace agreement. World
yes.
peace, blessings, and peace to all on this call through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Jeannie. Those are two good praise reports, Sue. Thank you.
You're
that.
Welcome.
Yeah. Jeannie, we're with you. And Sue, I'm with you on the amendment to Jeannie talking about a permanent
peace.
Yeah, I piece.
Hope you didn't yeah, yeah.
Piece.
I just had to
we really
make it
do.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Well, right now we have a, it's a fragile agreement. It's fragile.
Right.
And, you know, I think the 2 weeks that President Trump has given the, it's a fragile ceasefire. And it gives us time to work with whomever the new leadership is going to be for Iran to work something out. And hopefully and prayerfully, something that will last beyond the 2 weeks. And that all parties can come together and reach this kind of an agreement. So that's what we're believing for. That's what we're hoping that will happen. All right. And by the way, Genia, my late wife Paula's favorite verse was Romans 15:13. So that's a very good one. Thank you for incorporating that. So, Sue, I know
yes,
you
sir.
Had a new class that started last night and will finish tomorrow night. So tell us kind of how it went and what's going on and what you'd like us to know.
I have to take a deep breath. So I'm going to treat everyone, and I'll say that I kind of knew, and I'm going to give you a taste of this, that this class, which was called the Sovereign Endowments, an embodied return to authority, grace, and power, you were always meant to carry. I kind of knew that when people received this, I think it's about 70 pages of practices, or 10 of them, that it would cause people to cry.
Mm.
And the reaction, it was our largest class. You know, we do everything from strategy to operations to expanding your capacity to think in new ways, you know, that's sort of looking at what's emerging in the world, et cetera, et cetera. We do a lot of different founder formation. We don't call it leader anymore. We call it founder formation, and specifically sovereign founders. So this is for people that are moving in their authority with them. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the introduction, and then I'm going to read you some testimonials, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to offer. But this is very, very, very powerful. And I wrote it, been working on it for about 3 years. I never even told you, Bruce. And it's a very simple but very powerful book for anyone that is walking into this new world and wants Christ's teachings with neuroscience and two-minute practices and the research that makes it, okay, how can I change myself in 2 minutes? It's proving that even in 2 minutes, if you get into the practices, you're changing and upgrading your identity for stability and to hold the highest level of identity in Christ that you can hold as a new person in this new era. So just take a moment before we start. And I want you to think of this question. Who are people going to become in your presence? Who are people going to become in my presence? Who are people becoming in her or his presence? Those are the approaches that are going to be required for a founder, because we're going to be remaking work. We're going to be remaking so much of society. So here we go. Blow it up here. Introduction. An embodied return to authority, grace, and power you were always meant to carry. You're about to receive something uncommon. Not another book about leadership. Not another framework for growth. Not another collection of ideas that add to everything you already know and carry. This is a resource designed especially for you, the Christ-based founder of extraordinary capacity, vision, and calling. Someone who's been given real resources, real responsibility, and a role in this moment of human history that requires something beyond what most leadership training has ever offered. This resource was written because that something exists and because you deserve access to it. This is unlike anything you've read, received, or experienced before. It is built from 35 years of lived experience working alongside hundreds of extraordinary people, founders, leaders, families, and change makers whose stories, breakthroughs, and hard-won transformations have shaped every word of what follows. It takes Christ teachings and not as concepts to understand, but as living realities to inhabit, and brings them into direct conversation with what we know about how the human brain and nervous system actually change. It gives you 10 specific, embodied, 2-minute practices, each one designed to be entered in 120 seconds, each one designed to produce a real, measurable, felt shift in how you move through your day, your decisions, your relationships, and your work. This deepens everything you receive by studying the word, because it lands the way your nervous system was designed to receive divine information. Let's see if I can get this to go in another direction. Hold on. So, here we go. Hold on. Sorry. Not just understood, not just believed, cellular. Running through your entire system, owned at the level of the body, not just the mind. A note on how to use this resource. This is not designed to be read in the ordinary sense. It's designed to be absorbed slowly in the quiet of your own awareness. Each endowment has a practice at its center, simple, specific, doable in 2 minutes, morning and evening, Do not rush through it. Let each endowment settle before moving to the next. This is a living resource, one that will meet you differently in different seasons, at different thresholds, as your calling continues to expand. A word of deep gratitude. This resource exists because of the hundreds of extraordinary people who have trusted this work over 35 years, who brought their real stories, their real struggles, and their real breakthroughs into the room. The stories in this resource are composite accounts drawn from that lived witness, honoring the real transformations while protecting the privacy of those who shared them. You are the inspiration behind every word of what follows. For in him we live, move, and have our being. Acts 17:28. You are the inspiration of the future. You are what the world has been waiting for. You are one with Christ, in whom you live and move and have your being. Let this be a living, expanding, infinite tool guiding you into the new and the extraordinary life you are now creating. With so much love and in deep honor of who you are and what you carry. Sue. So I'm going to read you. Hope everybody kind of can catch the tone there. I'll read you just a couple of testimonials. And what's interesting is we have exactly half men, half women. And these are the men and women that are preparing their minds and their hearts to be able to handle the scope and the scale and the new people and the new teams and come at it in a balanced way and not be overwhelmed. Sue, thank this from a man by the name of, I'm just going to call him T. Sue, thank you for bringing these endowments to me. These endowments help me see, own, and live who I was made to be in Yeshua. I feel different every time in these gatherings. It's one more step towards being who Yeshua created me to be. I look forward to the next session. We had people that were crying, Bruce. I mean, it was, I actually have another one, don't you? I'm going to just paraphrase this. This is a woman that said, Sue, these are so, so, so powerful. Here's another one. This is from GCK. GCK showed up. That's the great creative Kendall together we did so many world class presentations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as well. We counted the amount of projects that were in the world class presentations that the two of us worked on for I think 3 years was about 30,000, maybe just a little under 30,000 projects. Here's what he said. Wow. Good morning. Yep. I have one word for last night's sovereign encounter. And he does an explosion and a piece of art that says, wow. That was fun. and then finally, I mean, it was really incredible, Bruce. This is for Sue.
Yeah.
The class on Wednesday was very powerful. Let me see. I'm going to just move on to... since taking your classes and being more grounded, I'm now able to sleep without a light on, able to love the quiet, and able to connect to my inner self again. It is wonderful.
That's really, good.
What we're going to do, because the class is It's mostly, this particular class is about really deepening so that you can become, the whole purpose is to be very grounded while everyone and everything around you will be changing. So let me just give you a snapshot of what that's going to look like and why this is scientifically so significant and important. You can have head knowledge of the word. That's what most people have. But if it's not living in your body and in your nervous system, what's going to happen is you walk into a room and what is called your mirror neurons, your ability to perceive what other people are going through, and anybody that's spiritual is very, very sensitive to that. And you walk into the room and you can feel, oh my God, there's tension here, or there's this, or I can feel everybody's really confused. And if you're not grounded in your sovereign wholeness and identity, when we have things like the true beholding, the true seeing, the worthy sovereign, these are 10 practices with specific stories and scripture. If you're not grounded, it could really, and if you know, right now, if you have a nervous system that's a little anxious, a little shaky, a little into lack, and you suddenly have all this money, and your whole family's freaking out about who you are after the med beds, it could potentially be very destabilizing. And people just don't realize the reality of that. They just haven't fully grasped that. So we wanted to create a resource that you could look at that's based on Christ's teachings. So there's scripture in it that gives you a story so you can kind of see people that were stepping into something really big for the first time. These are people that I've worked with for 35 years. And how they held and what kind of practice they were working on, and it's going to take you 2 minutes to just get your limbic system, the feeling part of your body, your nervous system that feels things, so it's so steady. You're guided there. The word is amazing, but what we do is we take this and we ground it into your body, so your body becomes the embodied presence of Christ. You'll be quiet. Your body will be quiet. Your body will feel that power. Instead of feeling like you have to go outside for anything, it will be living inside of you. It's our most significant work, really. So what we're going to do, we're teaching the class, as Bruce said, tomorrow night. So here's the thing, Bruce. Ears up. What we're going to do is we're going to offer a pre-order. And the pre-order is you send an email. You're going to see it on our outgoing message. Send an email. I want the sovereign endowments. And we're also going to give you the class, and which is you're going to get the sovereign endowments, and you're going to get the class with the meditations, and you can listen to all of that. But if you had the sovereign endowments and you want to keep things nice and simple, but you're going to get the bonus of the class and meditations, what you're going to want to do, because I think Bruce has interesting things to tell us, is send an email. This is, think of it as somebody that has walked in very high stakes rooms where almost miracles were happening and is bringing you Christ's teachings with neuroscience so you stay stable, that understands the world that everybody's about to step into and has helped to stabilize people, help them improve their eyesight, do all sorts of things. And what you're going to want to do is just say sovereign. You can put S-E, I guess, Bruce. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take those orders in tonight, and then or tomorrow or the weekend. We're not in on the weekends. And we will start to distribute on Monday, the, I think that's the 13th.
13th.
Yeah, Monday the 13th. So pre-order is open. It's $100. We stay very consistent to make it affordable for people. Three people said, this is so underpriced. But that's not the point. We're making it available so we can create the new leaders that the earth and that Christ sees in you. We need that really established in you so you don't feel afraid. You don't feel this is too much. You don't feel overwhelmed thinking about your family and your friends and you're this and you're that. This is going to stabilize you. So S-E, send to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put your name, your telephone number, and the PayPal or not, and just know that we're probably not going to respond to you until Monday. So watch on Monday for an email from us saying, okay, we just sent you your invoice. This is what it looks like. And that's how it'll go, and we'll be getting them out. Boom, 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 boom. Like a little fighter jet zooming off of an airplane carrier. Which we said
aircraft
up.
Carrier, yeah.
Aircraft, yeah. And with some pretty cool rock and roll music. I went out to the pod; they all loved it. It was like, here we go, we're all fighter jets getting ready to take off. That's what this is.
That's right.
It's getting deeply grounded, and at the same time ready to walk in momentum to what we need to do. So it's a nice combination of soft with a little bit of edge. And that is our special limited edition, Bruce. Limited edition sovereign endowment. Limited edition, because it's only going to, I don't think it's going to be there very long. So limited edition, how to walk in the presence of Christ you were always meant to carry, using neuroscience to get it into your body, okay? Into your nervous system.
Okay.
So people can actually see it. Okay. That's it. That's me. Sue out.
Okay, Sue, I have a gift for you.
Okay.
You can accept this gift or reject it. But it will hurt my feelings if you reject it.
Okay.
All right, this is what I was thinking. You know me, I'm a word guy, right? So, when you said authority, grace, and power, I'm thinking A-G-A-P. Where's the E? Well, that's the endowment.
Agape. That's good. That's very good.
Yeah, that's the God's kind of unconditional love. Agape love.
That's pretty good, Bruce. Good for you. Good for you, pattern recognizer. Good for you. That's very beautiful. We'll play. That'll be that. We have at least 50 in us, and this would be the next edition would be the Agape edition. That'll be probably a year from now. When I mean, this is part of our life's work because it yields such, and it also includes a resource so you understand where we're pulling all our research from. It's backed by evidence-based, peer-reviewed science. So it's a big thing, but it's simple. It's not complex. You're not reading a technical manual. You're reading a manual that is almost a philosophy to ground you as you start your new walk. So that's it. Agape. Yeah. Okay. I love it.
Very
Thank
good,
you, Drew.
Sue. Agape, authority, grace, and power, experience, endowment, excellence, whatever your E wants to be.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you. Yeah. That's really good. You're watching.
Work with me here. Work with me.
live collaboration happening here on the Big Call. Yep.
That's right. As it should. Well, thank you, Sue.
Yep.
I got it.
You're welcome.
Jesse.
You got it? Remember, limited edition. Get your orders in.
Limited.
Get them in as soon as possible. Yeah.
You're going to look for everything to come back on Monday, probably the 13th.
We got one person.
Yep.
So sweet. Thank you, Kathleen. That's so cool.
Thank you, Kathleen.
But I'll tell you a last thing and then we'll get off so Bob can go.
Kathleen.
We had people, there's one woman, and I felt it reading my own material. Mm. It's going to make you cry. Mm. It's that deep. It's going to make you cry in wonder,
okay.
In wonder and awe. Okay, that's it.
Well, cool. Thank you, Sue. Sue out.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you, Sue. That was really cool. I like that segment. That sounds pretty cool. I guess the class is going swimmingly and sounds quite fun and sounds great. I know everybody's going to want to get that limited edition pre-sale on the class. S-E. All right. Thank you, Sue. Bob?
You're welcome.
Bob, you're not limited in anything. No limited edition, no limited boomers.
Hello, boomers.
Hello, boomer. Hello, boomer.
I love it.
As my father-in-law used to answer the phone, hello. Top of the morning to you. He would answer the phone. Top of the morning. I thought, where's your little hat and your four-leaf clover? You know, he wasn't really Irish. But anyway, Bob, I'll tell you what. Sue's got us off to a good start tonight. And I do have some pretty good intel to give everybody, I think. And so tell us what's going on with boomers. We love testimonials. And see how the sale is progressing.
Yeah. Yeah, we have just a couple of testimonials. People are sending in a lot of them. They're short and sweet. One lady wrote in like five words, I'm getting my energy back. And she's been taking the heirloom barley. And another lady wrote in, I'm 65 and I'm gaining muscle mass. Awesome product.
There you go.
And she's talking about Myotrol. Another lady writes in, I'm loving all the products. And so we got a whole bunch of those short little ones. Another one, I just feel like it's helping me. So we have a lot of short kinesthetic type testimonials tonight. And in regard to the sale, we have 8 different products that are on sale. And we have them together. So if you're at the homepage, you'll see right away, it'll say, you know, that there's a spring bundle sale, save 50%. And if you click there on that homepage to where it says shop now, it brings you right to that spot and you'll see the 8 products that are on sale. One is heirloom barley. The other one is the collagen peptides. Then the 2-3s, the omega-3 and the D3. And then we also have ashwagandha, resveratrol, olive leaf extract, and vitamin B are all on sale. And the way it works is if you get 3, you get everything 50% off. And you can mix and match or you can buy 3 of the same thing. So and that's that. Lots of people are taking advantage of that sale, a lot more than we thought. We never did a sale exactly like this before, and so we were surprised how many people like it.
And, that's great. I took advantage of it yesterday, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Then just the last thing I wanted to say is So you're going to really like this. I'm not sure why, but I just got the feeling. And the title of this article is called Inside the Quest to Predict Disease Before Symptoms Strike. And this is kind of what the whole wearable technology where people wear, wristwatches that keep track of all different aspects of their health for them. But in addition to that, there's a lot more going on with certain researchers that are going way beyond what you can figure out with these wristwatches. And they're able now to figure out in specific tissues, even different tissues in the same organ or gland, which genes are being activated in that specific tissue, because not every gene gets activated in every tissue, otherwise you'd have, bones that in your liver, right? And so they know that only certain genes are activated, and now they're able to tell with these biotechnologies, they can analyze a single cell and they can tell exactly what's going on with its genetic expression. And they call it single cell PRS. And it's graphing these networks of genes and using them to show if specific types of methylation happens to specific genes, what it does in helping predict diseases. And that's one of the technologies. Then there's another one where it's equally impressive. They just finished analyzing 23,500 people, and they're looking at type 2 diabetes. And they, in that previous technology I was talking about, one of the things that they discovered was, it wasn't just the beta cells in the pancreas that was contributing to the type 2 diabetes. During that research, they figured out that equally important were alpha cells as well that were starting to become dysfunctional. And they are able now with that discovery to predict type 2 diabetes much, much earlier. And then this study on diabetes is using a different strategy. They're actually measuring metabolites, downstream metabolites that are reflecting dysfunction not only in the pancreas but in the liver and the digestive system. And what they're discovering is that diabetes isn't just a problem with one organ or two organs. Because of what's going on in the body proper, you're having negative effects in multiple organs at the same time. And they now can tell from the release of these metabolites. So metabolites are a remnant of a molecular action, and they're able to measure 44 different metabolites that they now know are a signal that things are starting to go wrong in your internal organs that are going to lead to type 2 diabetes. And many, many years in advance, 5 to 10 years sooner than ever before, they're now able to predict if someone's going to have diabetes. And so
Wow.
you can, yeah, and then they also have, yeah, go ahead.
Can you imagine the era when not only biological processes, but the interface of consciousness with biological processes? Like, I'm listening and this is amazing, but imagine what will happen when we move into the post-material world and they can understand what thoughts and emotions are driving this distortion other than exogenous, like food and everything else. Can you imagine when that happens to you, right?
Yeah, they were saying in this study, not quite that, but that they also found correlations in the production of these metabolites with diet and physical activity and body weight. And so they've started to do that, but I think also thought patterns and hormonal secretion, are all, they'll have a whole integrated, they call it a dashboard. It's a dashboard of the human, where you'll be able to, when you go, you know, for your checkup, there you're going to have many, many more data points that are much more sophisticated. They even have that now with MRIs. They have MRIs that'll give you 500 different data points related to your health and future longevity, and so you can see where you stand. They have another whole project going on called the Pathfinder 2 study, where they're using new technologies like this to predict cancer much sooner than ever before. And this is, you know, a major area of research in the medical world, is these new technologies. And I started thinking about this was, okay, so it'll be great to be able to, you know sooner, but what about the whole issue of prevention?
Right.
And so at some point, you have to say, well, these 44 metabolites, why are they going awry? And is it related to your level of inflammation? Right. And is it related to level of microplastics or pesticides or, you know, other toxins that are in your body? And you can then, you know, not only say, well, if you keep going where you're going, 10 years from now, you're going to get this. It's like, well, why are we even seeing those biomarkers at all? And what are we going to do about it? And we already know from other types of studies that are already retrospective studies and studies from, you know, from dissections, et cetera, that almost all diseases are precipitated by high inflammation. And these days, the majority of it is caused by sugar and stress. And so we already know that you can measure your C-reactive protein and pretty much predict what's going to happen to you down the road, right? And these other types of studies are more sophisticated, and they'll tell you with more detail, but within a single cell, you know, okay, now we can predict this, but you know what? We kind of already know that the reason you're finding those things is because of inflammation. And so then the question becomes, what do you do right now while these new technologies are being developed? Well, we know that if you can avoid toxins, reduce your inflammation, stay away, you know, from sugary foods and highly processed foods, and exercise regularly, that the chances of living 10 to 15 years longer than a person who doesn't pay attention to any of those things is almost 100%. And so what are you going to do about it? You want to do the basic things. Watch your sugar intake, don't eat highly processed foods, and make sure you take your antioxidants like SOD and trimethylglycine to keep your inflammation down. Don't bring your shoes inside the house after you've been walking around during the day. They're going to off-gas the toxins that you picked up during the day. Don't eat overcooked meat. Nothing will kill you faster than eating charbroiled meat every day. And just do the things that we already know are the main preventative measures that they see people doing in places like the Blue Zones and other places, even right here in the United States, you're seeing more and more in cities like Austin, Texas, where you're starting to see people have biomarkers that are half their age from taking specific interventions of toxins in their home and the foods that they eat, the nutrition they take in. There's lots of people in certain pockets in the United States where they're starting to see that, because a couple people get started with it, they set up a studio that other people can come to, the word spreads around, they start a YouTube channel, the next thing you know, people are really learning what to do and taking that action. And we can all do the same thing as well right now. And then when we go for these sophisticated tests later on, they're going to come back negative. We're like, yeah, you're good to go. We just examined your 44 metabolites, and you're not getting type 2 diabetes. Well, thank you very much. Nope, I did that on purpose.
I'm sorry. I'm really apologize, but it's just staring me in the face. Can you... I've thought about what the addendum would be post-MedBed, like what kind of auxiliary services are going to be able to maintain our baseline. So can you imagine finding, either from the MedBed people that you work with or a partner that was tracking and providing Boomer Boost products to test and keep stable the incredible biomarker shift that we experience after the MedBeds? I mean, one of these people, that is going to be a huge thrust, is sustaining what is our new baseline. And can you imagine, I'm just putting this on your lap, what you could do with what you've proven about Boomers? If you found the right partner to either through the MedBed people or who, because that ending aging and disease is a normative condition, is where we're, I mean, that is you.
Yeah, it's that the age of immortality.
Yeah, but Boomers, mm-hmm. You've got all, you're like a prestige partner for this. Anyway, sorry, I had to say it. I couldn't not say it out loud for everybody to hear. You know?
No, Sue, we pretty much already know 85% of what needs to be done for stopping your aging process.
Right.
And that 85%, the 15% that we don't have yet, half of that, we actually just discovered, but it's not widely commercially available yet. It is available.
I'm talking about Boomers. Yeah, I'm just like what you've already built, how that could be applied for so many people. That's what I'm talking about.
I think we've already talked about that. Bob and I have, Sue, for a couple few years yet. So, we're planning on introducing healing centers and that would essentially... Remember, Bob, and people have talked about, kind of a basic pack of nutrition that they should take after the med beds are used to keep, like what Sue says, that baseline strong and improve on that. And we've talked about that for years now.
Good.
Yeah, and
regarding Boomer's products.
Yeah, that's the 85%. We have the 85%.
Yep.
And... Yep. The part that we don't have is how do you lengthen people's telomeres and keep them short without causing cancer? That part is right around the corner, and it's a crucial part to immortality.
Okay. Thank you.
And all the rest of it we have, and it's pretty well established. You need, you have to pay attention to what you eat in terms of your food, and then there's a very well-established supplement pyramid, which Boomers has improved upon by about 30% over what Life Extensions put out. And you have to attend to stem cell proliferation and then also genetic expression. And all of those things we already have. And so anybody goes through the med beds and wants to, you know, then have their maintenance program so they stay there, that's absolutely what they can do already. And if you look at some of our testimonials, part of what the med beds are going to do is already being done by the new epigenetic reprogrammers, right? And so you see these people, I'm 65 and I'm starting to gain more muscle, right? Well, that's what's going to happen with the med bay. You're going to go back to being as strong as you were when you were much younger. But even without it, there are certain things, right? And then also, I'll just tell you this, that came out today, a new study where they think they have figured out exactly why a reptile can regrow an amputated limb and a human being cannot.
And that's cool.
Yeah. And guess what? They probably have already known that for a while. But by the time a study comes out, somebody's already had the idea a long time ago, probably already proved it, but then had to go through 3 years of study. And that's probably the technology that's already in the med beds, right? But now they're starting to reveal they're starting to reveal these things, right? And that could be a really good sign for when it's going to be available.
Yep,
that's good. So cool.
Good stuff.
Anyway, that's what I got for tonight. It's already 20 after 10.
So good, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. All righty. Well, remember, Bob's got a lot of great products, and 8 of the products are on sale 50% off if you buy 3 or more products. It can be 3 of one, 2 of one of another, or 3 different products, or 8 different products. And there's no limit on these while supplies last. So how do you get to the site to check this out? Go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. You'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's site. You'll get into the Boomers site and see the products. And Bob said on the homepage of Boomers, there's a shop now icon you click on, and it'll give you those 8 products. And you can go through those. Of course, you can add whatever other products you want. I mean, I was running out of Gladiator Barley. And I got the sale items, but I also added a couple of Gladiator Barley because I had two Boomer Boosts. So I have to match it up so I have equal amounts. And so I added that yesterday when I ordered. So those were not on sale. But that's okay. The other products I ordered were at 50 off. So that's a big help. So check that out. Get to the sale, put the order in online. When you check out at you know, with your cart, you'll get the reduced cost of half price or 50% off at checkout. It'll show you that. If you have any questions and you need some support from customer support, you call the 800 number, 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So do that. And, you don't need to call them unless you have a problem or an issue. But go ahead and make your order. Like 99.25% of the people make their orders online. You can be part of that group. All right? So do that. All right, thank you, Bob. That was a really good discussion. And thank you, Sue, for your participation in that discussion. Very much so. Thank you. All right, now, we're going to get into the so-called intel portion of the call. And it's interesting because some of the intel valves have closed. I look at that as a good thing, even though we'd love to hear from certain people. Those people are all under new NDAs and are not talking. But we do have some good information. And What's interesting to me is we know of a person that's working with the redemption centers, you know, in a certain state. And he was told today not to leave that state. He had been frequently traveling to other states. He was told, no, you cannot leave. You got to stay here in that particular state. I found that was interesting. Not only now, but for 17 days after the start of our exchanges. And that's indicating that the exchanges in that particular area of the country will probably go on for up to 17 days at the redemption centers. So he was told, don't even think about leaving the state. Stay here. So that's what he has to do. All right, so that was interesting. And then we've heard also that we've got three very distinctive quality sources that weighed in today. I was very happy because they're all three saying about the same thing with a slight variation. And what we're getting from one is that we're going to get our this is how it was worded. I'll just tell you how it was worded. It was said, our notifications, which are the 800 numbers in the emails, you know that. We say notification, that's us being notified in an email and given the 800 number. Notifications are pending for Tuesday. Now, that's the 14th. He said, but Wednesday, which is the 15th, is a shoe-in. Now, you guys know what a shoe-in is. So they're pending for Tuesday and a shoe-in for Wednesday. I like that. Short and sweet, clear, klar. All right, so that's looking good. Another source, another highly valued source, was saying notifications Tuesday or Wednesday, exchanges Wednesday or Thursday of this week. So that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or 14th, 15th, 15th into the 16th, whether we could exchange on Wednesday or whether we exchange starting Thursday the 16th. All right? The last source came in and wagered or was willing to wager his Zim against my handler's Zim that this would happen Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday for us next week, this coming week. And so he's very confident in that, or he wouldn't be willing to wager his Zim. I think what we're getting is, first of all, if we back up to the fragile ceasefire that's in place, some people, maybe military people, maybe just pundits, are wondering whether we'll make it through the weekend with the peace accord, or it's not an accord, whether we'll make it through with the ceasefire through the weekend. I'm hoping we make it for all 2 weeks, and that the Strait of Hormuz is opened and all of the ships are able to pass normally through the strait, delivering oil to countries all over, wherever they're delivering, like to China, is dependent on Iranian oil. And so is Japan and South Korea and Pakistan and India and blah, blah, blah. A lot of countries have been dependent on getting their oil from Iran. So we obviously need that Strait of Hormuz to be opened. And I know as well as you guys do, President Trump does not want a prolonged war. The war was 38 days up until 8 o'clock the other night. And we have more or less claimed victory, but because we've gone from the stage of bombing to a stage of sitting down and coming up with a viable peace accord. with Iran. Now, we know their track record has been horrible. Obviously, there hasn't been anything that would stick with Iran, because they just have it all wrong. As far as that goes, they're totally messed up. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. However, I was also told that the quote-unquote conflict in Iran is set separate from what it is we're looking for and does not have a direct influence on us getting our numbers and beginning our exchanges. So we'll see if that's true or not. I like the information I got today. Previously to today, we heard that there are still four countries that are trying to use the SWIFT system, and we understand that two nights ago, which would have been Tuesday night at 1 minute to midnight, so that was after the big call I find out about this, of course, right? At 1 minute to midnight, the petrodollar is dead. No more petrodollars. That was last Tuesday, 2 days ago, at 1 minute to midnight. And what is significant about that is that comment evidently was code for it was code. Let's just leave it at that. Now, the other thing that's going on is that there were 1,437 accounts seized in Geneva, in Zurich, and in the Cayman Islands. 1,437. That was already done a couple of days ago. There is all kinds of stuff that's going on. Sanctuary cities and states are being cleaned up. Let's use that term, cleaned up. That's going to be ongoing. We still don't have any evidence yet of debt jubilee with Nasara and Jassara yet, but we're understanding that that is coming soon. I don't know if it'll be anything this week like we had heard, or whether it's going to go into next week. My gut is none of this will probably manifest until we get notifications and until we begin setting appointments for our exchanges. Even bondholders in Tier 3 theoretically have been paid, but we know they don't have access to their funds yet. And most everybody is under new NDAs and have to be quiet anyway. By the way, our NDAs that we're going to sign are for ZIM holders only. If you have all the other currencies and you go to the redemption center, you won't have to sign an NDA. If you're a ZIM holder, though, you do. And it'll probably be based on how they view you as somebody who can keep your mouth shut. It'll probably be a minimum of 30 days, more than likely 60 days, and it could be 90 to 120 days of an NDA, which is no big deal, 3-4 months. But who wants to talk about this anyway? Of course, it's fun and it would be cool to tell people and all that stuff, but it's not. You have to be quiet about it. You've got to lay low. You've got to be on the down low about this information and about your newfound wealth. This cannot be something that is broadcast. This is something that you keep to yourself and your very closest family that you can trust. And if you can't trust certain family members, you can't let them in on it. That's the way it is. This has got to be kept on the down low. So there is some other information that comes out occasionally, like what I just gave you, about the arrests, about the four countries, you know, that are trying to use the SWIFT. Oh, by the way, I thought of what it was. The the end of the petrodollar was code for the end of the SWIFT system. SWIFT is the sending of monies throughout the banking systems of the world that has been essentially eliminated now. It should be. Four countries were trying to continue it and use it and do it, but it's no longer available. Now, when will our new USN asset gold-backed currency be coming out? It's already in the redemption centers. It's in the banks. But we will get it at the time of our exchange. So there has to be an announcement about that. And remember, I told you, I believe, Tuesday that Scott Bessent, our Secretary of the Treasury, is to make an announcement between the 5th, between the 11th, which is Saturday, and the 15th, which is this coming Wednesday, about how much gold the United States actually has. And my extension, this is not something I've heard, my extension of that is, should he also not discuss the fact that we have a new asset-backed, in this case, gold-backed dollar at that time? I kind of think it makes perfect sense. If you're going to talk about how much gold we have, let's talk about why we have it and what it's backing. It's backing our new dollar, the USN. And, of course, the currency itself, the physical folding money, is the United States Treasury note, USTN. And that's what we're going to have, no more Federal Reserve notes. No more Federal Reserve, only USTN, United States Treasury notes. Okay? So, as it stands right now, with the information that I have received today, in time for the big call, we're looking really good for the 14th, 15th, which is Tuesday, Wednesday for notifications, and Wednesday, Thursday for exchanges to start. So that's right there, the middle of next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I think that the confidence level is very high, at least among these three main sources. And with the idea of somebody working with Wells Fargo that was told not to leave the state, it sounds like it's very close. And the very fact that so many of the redemption center staff have new NDAs and can't talk to us, that's an indicator of how close we are. So that's the intel that I have for tonight. And I'm excited about it. I feel like it's good. Yes, it's at least 4, maybe 5 days away. And we'll have a call on Tuesday night. Hopefully we'll have numbers by then, but we'll see. We'll have to see. You know, and if they are, and if I have them, and I have them, if I have them a day early, like Monday, and I can put them out on the call Tuesday, great. Maybe that'll be the case. I hope so. So we'll have to see how that goes. Otherwise, what should you be doing in the meantime, which is where we are right now? What about Sue's latest class that was taught last night and will be continued tomorrow night on Friday? That class is available under the designation SE, which would be put in the subject line, SE100. It's $100 to get the audio downloads and all of the written material that Sue has put together, which she said tonight could be as much as 70 pages. So there's a little book that you're going to get with it that you'll download and print out and keep safe. Okay? And, of course, these are audio downloads, and you'll get the class participation and the meditations and all of the class material that Sue's talking about. So yeah, how do you get it, Sandra?
What?
I'm sorry, who is
purpose,
this?
Why do they want to buy it? So that they can be spiritually formed as founders. That's what it's going to do for them.
That's it.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Okay, yeah. Agape. All right. So yeah. that they can be spiritually formed as founders, not just yeah. leaders. We're not using the L word now. We're using F word, founder. That's right, the good F word. So send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And in the email, put your name and your cell phone number, and put, in case she needs to text you, put whether you have PayPal or not, and send it to Sue as soon as possible. This is the pre-sale of this particular course. Okay? So get it out, and she's going to be getting the responses back to you, maybe some before, most will be Monday. Most will be on Monday, the 13th. So thank you, Sue, for the reminder on
Welcome.
That. And it's for mm-hmm. it's for founders. And yes, thank you, Sue and Bob, GCK, Doug. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Really good. Jeannie, always good to hear from both of you. And also, satellite team for getting the signal out all over the globe to all those different listeners out there by their emails, hearing me 3 seconds after I say something in their own language. And thank you for Big Call Universe listening to the call for these 15 years. So we're really happy, and hopefully this is going to be exactly like I told you guys. All we need is for this intel that I have to be happening and be correct once. And I know I bring intel to you guys, and that a lot of it is valid and true and happens, but what we're looking for is the timing of everything. Do we have it ready for us? Meaning with the toll-free numbers coming in these emails as notifications. Remember the first person said, notifications are pending for Tuesday, but a shoe-in for Wednesday. I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping that's exactly what it is. So let's do this, guys. Let's pray out the call. And I really appreciate everybody coming in and hanging in here. It's no good to throw in the towel. It's been 22 years for me. And some of you guys have been in a long time like I have. Some are new. That's okay. Everybody's going to get an equal reward on this based on your ability to work with the currencies. So thank you for that. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and we'll turn off the call. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everybody that continually comes to Tuesday and Thursday nights for the big call. Thank you that we understand that we have a calling to do certain things and to be what we're designed to be through this process, and that God knew who would and who wouldn't before the foundation of the world. Thank you for that, and the fact that we're quote-unquote called to this or chosen for this, and thank you for our future in reshaping the world. Thank you for helping us to reshape the world and make changes to uplift humanity around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, you guys. We'll look forward to having a great weekend and talking to you on Tuesday. I look forward to watching the second, third, and fourth round of the Masters Golf Championship in beautiful Augusta, Georgia. No rain in the forecast. It's going to be really fun. And it was fun today. So God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.